clear. There's widening across Ireland, particularly, I suppose, in comparison to the our capital city region, in the sense that in 2018, 3 out of every 5 jobs was created in Dublin. And it's clear that it's widening. The gaps in terms of regional GVA and GDP can be quite stark in places. So, for instance, the border and western counties, in terms of GDP per capita, have only that a third of that of the average person in the capital city region.
Do you think the government could maybe take different approaches in trying to prevent regional divides growing even further?
Yeah, I think one of the key issues is that I suppose we're a very centralised state, and we don't have very much local decision making and empowerment, and I think that's one of the key critical problems. We have, I suppose, 3 crises looming in the short, medium and long term around Brexit, climate change, and particularly around automation. And I don't think that the tools are there locally, the resources and the knowledge are there, that local towns and the regions can be able to respond to these issues that are arising.
And you did mention Lifford in your report. Lifford is a high-risk town at the moment, but in a case it is surrounded by some low-risk towns. Do you think that this is a matter of maybe local towns supporting each other to try and move away from the high-risk area?
I think there could be a part of that. I think what we have found within the border counties is that historically they have been decoupling already away from automation risks, in the sense that they don't have maybe the same levels of manufacturing that other regions of the country have, for instance, in the Cork City region, in Munster, and also, I suppose, around Limerick and Galway. And I suppose that is kind of an artifact maybe of IDA policy historically, in the sense that, you know, a lot of manufacturing companies were, you know, directed towards these cities and encouraged to locate there. And I suppose really counties like Donegal and in and border counties were less likely to get this type of investment. And I think that's kind of really just a result of history and the course of the geography of jobs across Ireland, and that they just happen to be at an awful lot of counties or towns that we have low-risk clusters as opposed to high-risk clusters. And if we look at kind of the southern part of the country, there's more high-risk clusters of towns there.
So for towns and regions, would it be good for them to play to their strengths, such as for tourism and food? I know we've had the Wild Atlantic Way adding up into Donegal and with the west of the country as well, but Donegal is a border county. Do you think it is a matter of these counties playing to their strengths?
Oh, that's the only way to, I suppose, approach this in the long run, in the sense that really when we're saying about strengths, about agri-food and tourism and maybe the creative industries, these are really the local knowledge competencies. This is what people know about. This is what they're highly skilled in. This is where they can have a comparative advantage over other regions. And really it is a case of local areas, I suppose, building on these strengths, trying to innovate, be regional leaders in these particular areas. And that would give them a comparative advantage over other regions. I suppose one of the key problems that I would identify with is that there is a lack of resources because of how the state is so centralized in its decision-making processes, is that local actors don't have the resources and aren't therefore empowered to be able to tackle the problems that might emerge in the future.